Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I was walking down to the beach today, just seeing people's homes just shattered, just blocks of cement thrown across their homes, windows shattered. You can't even get down the street. There's just piles and piles and streams of water coming through. We can't even get down the block, and we're about two blocks down from the evacuation zone. We were trying to walk over there last night, and you would not believe the amount of ocean water that has pushed through onto the shore. Down blocks, it is down trees, power poles, people are just heartbroken here. I mean, this is our city, this is where we're from, this is our hometown, we know the beaches here, and everything is different now, and we doubt anything will ever be the same again here.
There's a talk radio caller in New Jersey sharing his experience of the storm this week. Hurricane Sandy, number one, pushing the presidential race off the top spot. Number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We are here to review the hot hits in talk radio for the week ending Friday, the 2nd of November. I'm Doug Steffen to run down the top 10 hits in the world of talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com, which monitors talk radio programs all across the country, the hosts and the topics, that sort of thing. So let's begin our list.
Number 10.
The World Series being over.
Number 9.
Disney buying out George Lucas.
Number 8.
The Penn State sex scandal. If you can believe that's still in the hot, not number 10. Not
number 7.
Say that again, in the top 10. Number 7 is Iran.
Number 6.
Mr. Obama's proposal for a secretary of business.
Number 5.
The Benghazi attack investigation continues.
Number 4.
Presidential race.
Number 3.
Climate change and the controversy over that because of the storm.
Number 2.
Chris Christie's praise of President Obama.
Number 1.
And Hurricane Sandy, as you might expect, number 1 without any question, way beyond the focus. Even if you're not in the part of the country that was influenced by this, people talking about it and the things that go with it. So let's listen in as host Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy talk to Rich Johnson about the destruction left behind in New Jersey.
Where's Tom's River?
Tom's River is inland about 10, 12 miles up from Seaside Heights and Point Pleasant, two of the communities hit hardest by the north side of the storm. Their boardwalks are gone. A lot of houses just washed away. Some of the houses upriver a bit washed into bridges and it just leveled, not just damaged, but totally destroyed and missing in action.
And among other things taking place in a news conference, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, has issued a mandatory water use restrictions for New Jersey, power outages straining the water treatment system. If you're going to shower, shower together and still don't shower for very long. No washing cars, no watering lawns. And most importantly, maybe don't ask him anything about politics right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He's on the job taking care of his state. And I think folks of all political stripes are praising him for it. The reward for that may be 4 years down the road, but don't tell him that either. He's making this happen, and that's what a governor and a president should do, and they're doing it.
Rich, with the photo of the president with his hand on Governor Christie's shoulder making the rounds, do you think the president is doing a good job of managing this disaster without looking like it's a photo op for his reelection campaign?
I think so. I mean, he's back on the trail, but stuff is well in hand from the pros, and I have a feeling he'll still get updates, and they'll still let us know that he's on that case as much as he can be as president. And farther down the road, you're going to see people talking about budget cuts, and eventually you're going to hear about Republican proposed cuts for things like FEMA. That would be in the budget. I'm sure somebody's pouring through Paul Ryan's budget right now, proposals, and seeing what he had in store for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. But actually, there's not much time to politicize it because the election's on Tuesday.
All right. So from that conversation, we go to radio host Ray Ligle. Here he talks about the comments that have been made by Mr. Romney during the primaries about getting rid of FEMA and how, as we just heard there a moment or two ago, some people are trying to spin it.
Let's listen to what was said.
What else, Governor Romney? You've been a chief executive of state. I was just in Joplin, Missouri. I've been in Mississippi and Louisiana and Tennessee and other communities dealing with whether it's the tornadoes, the flooding, and worse. FEMA's about to run out of money, and there are some people who say do it on a case-by-case basis, and some people who say, you know, maybe we're learning a lesson here that the state should take on more of this role. How do you deal with something like that?
Absolutely. Every time you have an occasion to take something from the federal government and send it back to the states, that's the right direction. And if you can go even further and send it back to the private sector, that's even better. Instead of thinking in the federal budget, what we should cut, we should ask ourselves the opposite question. What should we keep? We should take all of what we're doing at the federal level and say, what are the things we're doing that we don't have to do? And those things we've got to stop doing.
So, yeah. And I've listened to this a few times. He does say that, yes, we shouldn't have FEMA. Now, what he doesn't say, and this is where people are getting confused, what he doesn't say is, well, we should just allow people to suffer and die and be in harm's way. Now, at no point does he say that we shouldn't help people and provide the services that FEMA provides. He's not saying that. What he's discussing is how we pay for it. So, yeah, there's some people that are going to argue that's just semantics. But still, one of the things, and I think this is kind of unfair to Governor Romney, one of the things I've heard in the last 12 hours, 24 hours, is people saying, well, you see, he would just let people die. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying we should just let those in the storm's way suffer. At no point does he say we shouldn't help them. What he's talking about is how to pay for it.
It's exactly what he's saying, and the states should be in charge of what's going on in their state. That's what he's saying. It doesn't get spinned any other way with credibility. 800-510-8255. Okay, so that's a review of number one, Hurricane Sandy. Chris Christie and the praise he had for the president turned out to be number two this week, and we'll deal with that with audio from a number of programs in just a few moments here on The Countdown.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Krebel.
Being a good citizen is not just about being good. It's about being engaged. Americans believe ordinary people can govern themselves. We are the guardians of our own freedom. We don't depend on others to protect our rights. That's why we should look at all government proposals through the lens of liberty. Otherwise, we may address the issue of the moment by compromising much more important principles. We should all take time to learn about our founding principles and our responsibilities as American citizens and teach them to our children. Imagine if this month every family in America set aside an hour to read the Declaration of Independence and talk to our children about what it means. Remember that the founders of our country all understood a fundamental truth. Democracy only works if citizens understand it.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Krebel Foundation.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com about the top 10. We've covered number one, which is the hurricane. Number two, Mr. Christie, the governor of New Jersey, praising the president. Here's host Jeff Kuhner with thoughts about Chris Christie and what he's publicly done.
Chris Christie, the keynote speaker at the Republican National Convention, on Romney's short list to be his vice presidential candidate, has now, for the past 24 to 36 hours, essentially been involved in a public relations love fest with the dear leader, Barack Obama. They're inseparable. They're now touring the damage from Hurricane Sandy together. They're at each other's side. Obama is using Chris Christie as a photo op to present himself as a forceful commander-in-chief who's now essentially face down the Hurricane Sandy. And together, reaching out across the bipartisan aisle to a Republican governor like Chris Christie. And I'm asking myself, what is Chris Christie doing? He is essentially aiding and abetting the enemy. He is aiding and abetting Obama's reelection efforts. He's clearly being used by the dear leader to help Obama get reelected in Tuesday. This is only politically benefiting Obama. He doesn't need to be doing this. He doesn't have to be seen in public, basically holding Obama's hand, walking around together, praising Obama, praising the dear leader. He would have gotten his $100 million in federal relief. He would have gotten his money.
All right, here are the ladies on The View with another tact regarding Mr. Christie.
Crazy stuff is happening. Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has been a constant fixture on TV since the storm hit, as well he should be. And he's been in close contact with the President Obama. And the two really seem to have crossed party lines on their work on this insanity.
It's the political love that dare not speak its name. These two should be running in slow motion towards each other. I love Chris.
I honestly, I was like neither here nor there. He gave a press conference. My kids are with me, and he said, "Kids, I know you're out of school. Do not be afraid. Your mom and dad are taking care of business." He was so strong to the storm. I had a hashtag storm crush on Christie, you don't even know.
He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. Number one, he's the governor of New Jersey. That's his job. I'm gonna give it to him because you know this is. I'm not a fan. I know that he is looking out for his state in a way that I felt he hasn't been in past times. And I'm thrilled to see this. And I'm thrilled to see that it's not about who's a Democrat and who's a Republican, but who's taking care of the business of the state. That's what's important.
What you're saying, it is interesting because this has been an opportunity for Obama to show support and courage and leadership and so forth, but the polls haven't changed. You know, whatever the feelings that people have or whatever the worries about the economy and the unemployment figures are coming out tomorrow, the polls have, with all of this, the polls have not changed.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Greg Stephan here as we review what the Hot 10, the top topics of the week are. Streaming live at DougStephan.com and lots of great radio stations all around the country discussing at the moment number three. Number one and number two we've taken care of pretty well. Other than perhaps our poll that's at DougStephan.com, it's the political focus, the robocalls that you're getting every day. Actually, I think I like that with number four. Let's put number three up first, and that's the climate change controversy. A lot of callers, this has really driven the caller-oriented talk radio programs. And so let's sample two or three of these calls from various programs we've monitored, including Melissa in Georgia on climate change.
Since I was a child, and I'm 36 now, I've noticed that, to me, I'm for climate change because I noticed that it seems to me it's getting worse. I remember back in 2003, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and we had a tremor, and I remember it hit the news that we haven't had one in 75 years. Well, since 2003, we've experienced quite a few tremors. And it's not on a scale like California, but it makes me wonder, will we ever get to that scale? So I'm definitely in aware. I think there is climate change.
800-510-8255. By the way, in case you haven't heard it, Mayor Bloomberg of New York has decided to endorse President Obama, mostly because of the way he's handled Hurricane Sandy. In his endorsement, he discusses the issue of climate change and the reality or lack thereof that may have a face on one party or the other. So it's pretty interesting to note. Here is, speaking of Mayor Bloomberg, Shane in New York.
If we get changed to wind farms and solar, we can get more than enough energy, and we wouldn't be facing climate change. Climate change, these freak storms, They are part of climate change. I mean, we're going to get hit with a huge snowstorm this winter. I mean, I can almost tell you, ask the people that live in Little Ferry, New Jersey, 80% of the town is underwater. When has that happened? We had this storm last year. The exact same pattern. I don't think people get it.
800-510-8255. Joan in Maryland says the climate is always changing.
The problem with global warming is that the temperature of the Earth has not increased in 10 years. It's at a standstill. And it seems that the prognosis is that we're going into a cooling period because of the sunspots. And by the way, the change to climate change is meaningless because the climate has always changed. The Sahara Desert was once green, and Greenland was once green. So we have a problem in the science.
Right. Number four, the presidential race. Here's Ed Schultz talking about the fact that Mayor Bloomberg has endorsed the president.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg endorsed President Obama for re-election, citing climate change as a deciding factor. The mayor, an independent who refused to endorse either candidate in 2008, said in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, the Obama administration's efforts to address environmental issues proved more important than ever. And he went on to say, when I step into the voting booth, I think about the world I want to leave my two daughters and the values that are required to guide us there. The two-party nominees for president offer different visions on where they want to lead America. One sees climate change as an urgent problem that threatens our planet. One does not. I want our president to place scientific evidence at risk management above electoral politics.
All right, so Mayor Bloomberg endorsing Mr. Obama. Obama's back on the road, and so is Mitt Romney this weekend. You'll see lots of that news, and you'll hear lots of discussion about it on talk radio programs. Let's move to number five in a few moments here on the Talk Countdown.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Research in Motion, the nice people who make the BlackBerry, had a good day on Wall Street. Shares were up over 9% on the news that RIM has shipped a development version of BlackBerry 10, its new operating system. Research in Motion now says that it's on track to release new devices based on the new BlackBerry 10 OS in the first quarter of next year. Wall Street got all excited about this, but I'm pretty sure it's too little too late. Corporate IT directors have not been sitting around waiting for BlackBerry to catch up. They've allowed workers to bring their own devices to work and have been happily integrating them into their enterprise systems. So, unless BlackBerry 10 makes Apple's iOS and Google's Android OS look like stone axes and bearskins, there's very little chance that BlackBerry will ever regain its former stature. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or visit ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Tim Ellis, Reba. I'm seeing stars here. Tonight, two big stars shine on the new ABC Comedy Friday, beginning with Tim Allen in the season premiere of Last Man Standing.
So how was your first time?
What? Oh, you meant voting.
What did you think I meant?
Then, Reba returns to television in the series premiere of Malibu Country.
I didn't know we had this house, Mom. Neither did I. Turns out your daddy had a lot of pretty things I didn't know about.
The new ABC Comedy Friday premieres tonight, 8, 7 Central.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at Discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're not prepared,
get PreparedExpo.com.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in America.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits.
With instructors,
GCN's Vincent Finelli
from USA Prepares.
Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft,
and 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Follow us at DougStephan.com. The poll for the weekend at DougStephan.com has to do with a number... we've sort of put a lot of things together here. The hurricane has affected the presidential race to a point, although the polls aren't changing any, a more recognition, if you will, for President Obama. And is this the October surprise? Actually... here are host Jim Browdy and Marjorie Egan dealing with that question.
I'd say that Chris Christie is the October surprise. Would you agree?
I think it's clear that Chris Christie is smitten. I mean, I think it's clear. When you saw the pictures of them on the tarmac, and Barack Obama had his arm on the shoulder.
Really?
The rotund Chris Christie.
True.
And Chris Christie is looking up at the president with stars in his eyes.
Read from your column about the three calls that Christie talked about.
There was a magic moment, as you know. There were not one, not two, but three calls from the president to Chris Christie. Chris is Barack. And at first, Christie thinks...
Barack?
Exactly. Could it be the president calling me? But then they had a little chat, and then the second time it was, Chris, me again. Barack. And then the third time, post-midnight, it was, Chris, sorry to call at midnight. Just wanted to know you got everything you need, man. I'm thinking of you.
You don't believe this. By the way, here's Christie.
Oh, man, you know, taking over the country.
A lot of people thought the MSNBC, the CNN, whatever, was aberrational the day before. It was all excited. Well, Obama shows up, all saw the images. Here's one of the 3,000 things that Chris Christie had to say.
The President of the United States came and offered help for the people that I'm sworn to represent. And I accept his help and I accept his goodwill.
And he didn't stop there. He knew that a lot of conservatives, a lot of Mitt supporters are upset with him. Here's what he said about that.
There'll be some folks who will criticize me for complimenting him. Well, you know what? I speak the truth.
And so the president said, well, since you speak the truth, so should I.
At the top of my list, I have to say that Governor Christie, throughout this process, has been responsive. He's been aggressive in making sure that the state got out in front of this incredible storm. He has put his heart and soul into making sure that the people of New Jersey bounce back even stronger than before. So I just want to thank him.
Chris Christie and Barack Obama, BFFs.
Well,
you know that.
Let me tell you. Mutual massage.
I mean this sincerely. It is the October surprise.
800-510-8255. Ann, listening in Lynchburg, Virginia, to the countdown. What do you think of that comment?
Well, let me say this.
I'm in the middle right now. I haven't voted. But I think Christie just had a little emotional expression, and it's gone too far. The man has had a devastated situation with his state there. He was glad to see anyone to come in to offer some support. I don't like this attitude between the Republicans and the Democrats. Frankly, I'm sick and tired of Limbo and Hannity. They polarize this country with hate, and they use things like Precious Christie to say, oh, look at him. He sold out. Why don't they just say he sold out? No. He's a gentleman. He was upset. He never saw anything like this before. And I understand it. I don't think he's sold out. He's a kind, loving man. So back off and let it go. If the state's going to have to take care of their own affairs from now on under Romney, let's see where we go. Okay?
I'm with you, Ann. Thank you for the call. That was great. 800-510-8255. Here are our hosts, Mike Violette and Ken Altshuler, talking to Vic Ratner from, say that again, Doug, Vic Ratner from ABC, who's on the road with the Romney campaign this weekend.
Mitt Romney, through all of this, Vic, has certainly done what he can to tastefully and tactfully sort of work his way around Sandy without being critical of the president or anything like that. Today, back to the regular grind, or is there something different planned?
One of the new things that's different is at every rally, Governor Romney now appeals for contributions to the American Red Cross and flood relief organizations. The text to the American Red Cross sign flashes prominently at all the Romney rallies.
Today, what are the plans today, Vic?
Romney has pivoted from attacking President Obama and his policies to a kind of more statesman-like position in the last 5 days. The now standard stump speech that we're going into the final weekend with talks about Romney's vision of the future, doesn't even mention the president by name.
Long term, as the Romney camps kind of laid out the schedule up to and including next Tuesday.
There are always more requests for the candidate to come to here, come to get there in the final days than there's possibly time for. So, yes, Mitt Romney's going to have a much more ramped-up schedule. At one point, we've got 4 states in 1 day. But he's also enlisted 100 Republican leaders to act as surrogates to appear for him in places that Mitt Romney can't get to, hasn't got time to get to.
800-510-8255. Here is Ken, a New Yorker, on Hurricane Sandy and climate change.
At first I was split, but I'm leaning more towards climate change because one thing that's different here in New York is that we don't have a lot of hurricanes like that. Like down south, they have a lot of, they're used to this kind of weather, but we're not. And more frequently, we've been having hurricanes and, you know, tornadoes and stuff like that. So I'm leaning more towards climate change, given that this is not just a random, it's not random, but it's a reoccurrence now.
800-510-8255. Actually, there's some more of your calls on hurricane and climate change that we might get to. Let's listen first, though, to host David Serrata talking to Michael Brown. Remember Good Job Brownie, the former director of FEMA, about the president reacting, quote-unquote, too quickly to the disaster.
You criticized President Obama's, or it appears, I'll put it this way, it appears that you've criticized President Obama's handling.
Read the last word.
So, the...
Wait a minute, actually, let's do this.
Yeah.
Before you read the Westward quote,
yeah,
let me give you the question that was asked of me.
Oh, okay.
How about that?
All right, good.
So, Mr. Brown, you have a lot of experience in terms of these disasters, and obviously this is coming in the middle of an election season. What are the political considerations that presidents go through when they are trying to decide how to respond, what to say, when to say it, et cetera?
Okay, so that was the question. All right, here was the answer, and there is an ellipsis in this answer, which whenever there's an ellipsis in a quote, be concerned about what it's eliding, if you will. So what's quoted in Westward is, quote, one thing he's going to be asked is, why did he jump on this so quickly and go back to D.C. so quickly when in, insert ellipsis, Benghazi, he went to Las Vegas, Brown says. Why was this so quick? At some point, somebody's going to ask that question. This is like the inverse of Benghazi. Okay, so this has been all over the blogs, all over the Internet as...
Right, the Hill's picked it up.
Yeah.
I've talked to Politico 2 or 3 times today.
And here's the context of which it was sent to me, which was that... you testified before the Senate that after Katrina, that the government, whether state, local, or even at times the federal government, didn't act as quickly as it needed to act. And how could you then criticize President Obama for acting, and of course the quotes are around, too quickly? So I've got to just ask you that. What do you mean by that? Was it out of context?
Yeah, I mean, the context of the article was, what are the political considerations for when and how a president acts or reacts? And my comment to, and I forget who the reporter was at Westword, it wasn't Michael Roberts, it was somebody I'd never heard of before. And my comment to them was, politically, he went out too soon because the storm hadn't made landfall yet. The news media was trying to decide whether it was going to be bad, not bad, in between, or whatever. And my point was, he should have waited till later, till he had more information about whether it was going to be really bad or not, as a political consideration.
All right, what about as a non-political consideration?
As a
head of the government consideration.
As a non-political consideration, I don't think it makes any difference. Because as I went on to say, and I've also told Politico and the others, that what could be distracting about what the president did is that you should be paying attention to what the governors in particular, and to a lesser extent, the mayors, say to do. We had a situation occur in New Jersey where Chris Christie, there he is on the television, goes out and says that everybody needs to evacuate. Here's the evacuation zone. It included some little town. I don't know if you knew of what the town was. I don't remember. And the mayor spoke up and contradicted him and said, no, you shouldn't evacuate. Well, guess what? Now they're trying to rescue people off that little barrier island right out of that little town.
Okay, but
the point being, the president should have just, he could have just made a comment while he was in Florida that says, yeah, you know, my FEMA director's on top of this, and we're going to do everything we can when the states ask us to come in and help.
All right, so Brownie there didn't sound any smarter than he did when he was director of FEMA. He doesn't help the Republicans a lot. It's like wind, it's like chasing a gas in the wind with him. 800-510-8255. All right, before we move on to some more of the topics that are in the top 10 this week on the countdown, a couple of more callers. This is Chris in New Jersey, not the governor.
I think that Al Gore should take his inconvenient truth, and while he's at it, grab an inconvenient shovel and take it down to West Virginia and help them dig out from their inconvenient blizzard. He and the rest of the eco-Nazis, they blame it on global warming, and I think it's an act of God. You remember the flood in Noah's day? Well, it's an act of God. God did it. So maybe the answer to all this is, I noticed that the storm largely affected the liberal northeast. It's infested with liberals. Maybe we should have more civil unions and gay marriages. Maybe that'll help.
There's a genius for you. 800-510-8255. Okay, let's move from number four, just for a quick reference, because I think that's all it deserves. The essence of the continuing investigation into what happened in Benghazi. It's no matter how you slice this and dice this, the president, the administration, look just plain bad to just plain awful when it comes to this. Now, whether it surfaces much over the weekend in the politicking remains to be seen. The Democrats would like this off the front page. The Republicans would like to keep it there as well they might, because it wasn't the Obama administration's finest hour. Moving to number six when the countdown continues.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Being a good citizen is not just about being good. It's about being engaged. Americans believe ordinary people can govern themselves. We are the guardians of our own freedom. We don't depend on others to protect our rights. That's why we should look at all government proposals through the lens of liberty. Otherwise, we may address the issue of the moment by compromising much more important principles. We should all take time to learn about our founding principles and our responsibilities as American citizens and teach them to our children. Imagine if this month every family in America set aside an hour to read the Declaration of Independence and talk to our children about what it means. Remember that the founders of our country all understood a fundamental truth. Democracy only works if citizens understand it.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
800-510-8255. Friends in Elmira, New York on Obama. Go ahead, ma'am.
Hi, I just like to say that Obama could be a good part-time president. He seems to make some decisions when necessary part of the time, and then he takes a day off on decisions that he should make when it's important. You know, it's like kicking a field goal when you're down 24-0 and there's 4 minutes left. You can go for the short-term points, but you're not going to win the game.
Yeah, that was good. Excuse me for referring to you as a ma'am, sir. Fran, that's a good call. Here, number six has to do with the creation, possible creation, of the Secretary of Business. Here's a host, Bob Davis.
The president has proposed consolidating all federal commerce functions into one Secretary of Business. Is this a good idea? What might a Secretary of Business do? Who would you think should be the Secretary of Business? Or, in a second Obama administration, who would be the Secretary of Business, for example? The government, and this is my opinion, shouldn't have anything to do with business, but its influence in business is growing, and as it grows, one individual would have to coordinate that. That is the thinking. His idea is we have so many other functions that have to do with business, we're going to coordinate this into one, essentially one czar. Would this help or hurt business? That's really the question, and it's being discussed sort of seriously as part of a feature of a second Obama administration. I think he thinks, well, the voters are upset about my handling of the business situation, so I'll just appoint someone to be in charge of that. That way I can blame them when things go wrong, and I can say there'll be an investigation, and we can get rid of the business czar.
I would agree that this is how he thinks. He thinks that another layer of another bureaucrat, another layer of government, that's the answer.
Well, I can give you a bureaucratic reason for it.
Okay.
You know, the idea, and I read this actually in, what was the book? I can't remember the name of the book, but it was the first book by the guy that wrote The Osterman Weekend. What's that guy's name? What's the author of The Osterman Weekend? It was actually his first book in which he talks about bureaucracies in government. And one of the things that's been discussed is when a bureaucracy is not functioning, the idea in the government is that you create a bureaucratic function that does the same thing to compete with that organization.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
That way they have to compete and they become more efficient. Now, wait a minute. That's the idea. So this is the way Obama sees it, because he is a student of this kind of thing.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Running through the top 10, number one, the hurricane, number two, Chris Christie, number three, climate change, four, presidential race, five, the Benghazi investigation, Secretary of Business proposal, number six, what's going on in Iran is number seven. Now at number eight, the continuing saga of Penn State. Here are hosts Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard talking to legal analyst Andrew Cohen about more Penn State officials being charged in the sex abuse scandal.
A lot of people have been waiting for this shoe to drop for a while. What did the attorney general say about Spanier and his role in this?
Yeah, I think so, right? I think after the Sandusky conviction, after the Lewis Free report that was so critical of these guys, these defendants now, including Spanier, the Free report, which was that investigation done by Penn State that basically was very incriminating towards these folks. They allegedly had this information that something was going on with Jerry Sandusky. They didn't take the kind of conduct you're supposed to take in that situation under Pennsylvania law, and now they're going to have to face likely a jury. When you have a combination of a very broad law, which Pennsylvania has on this, and you have this report done by Louis Free, of all people, the former head of the FBI, you're in a pretty strong spot as a prosecutor.
What does the defense say about this?
Well, the defense says that if the government's going to try, the state's going to try to win the case on the Louis Free report, it's going to lose because the Louis Free report necessarily wasn't complete. It didn't have all the information. And there's going to be this defense that basically says, look, whatever we knew, we didn't know enough specifics to trigger the obligations under the Pennsylvania law that prosecutors say we have. I don't know if it helps or hurts the fact that all three of these defendants now are in the same boat, the same charges. It'll be interesting to see if they're tried together or separate. rapidly. There's a lot of little issues that have to be resolved before this case gets closer to trial.
Now, Jerry Sandusky was recently sentenced to between 30 and 60 years in prison. What kind of sentences could these men face if they're found guilty?
Yeah, nothing along those lines. I mean, these men are not convicted of basically of rape. But you are looking at significant time. If they're convicted of all these things, you're looking at a few years anyway. We're a long way from that. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how the Penn State angle plays in. These folks are going to basically say, we were layers above this. We didn't have the initial responsibility, and it's going to be interesting to see how it's all framed before the jury if it gets that far.
All right. So that's number eight. That's kind of a surprise out of left field, right? At least as far as timing is concerned. Here's another item out of left field. Walt Disney has bought Lucasfilm. It's number nine this week on the countdown. Here are host John Hines and one of his colleagues talking about the big business news of the week.
Big news in business. Huge news in business. That Disney is buying Lucasfilm for more than $4 billion. Billion with a B. Billion with a B. That's a lot of money. And they're going to release a seventh movie with the working title of, get this, Episode 7. Set for release in 2015. And then 8 and 9 will follow. Some people are a little honked off about this. Like, don't be messing with Star Wars. The other side of it is, after the last batch of Star Wars movies, there are some who say, how bad could they screw it up? Here's what Lucas had to say. For the past 35 years, one of my greatest pleasures has been to see Star Wars passed from one generation to the next. It's now time for me to pass Star Wars on to a new generation of filmmakers. I've always believed that Star Wars could live beyond me, and I thought it was important to set up the transition during my lifetime. Gosh, I hope he's not sick. He did say, after Episode 6, I can't recall which one that was, that he was done with Star Wars, that he would not do another Star Wars movie. And being true to that, he's not.
All right, let's get to number 10 this week, and that's the discussion of the World Series on Sports Talk Radio as well as General Talk Radio. Here's host Mitch Albom talking to the manager of the Detroit Tigers, Jim Leland, about getting swept by the Giants.
Does it feel, now that, you know, there's no game tonight or whatever, it's over, that, wow, that was fast? Like, what just happened?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, it's amazing, but it was like the last two series were like the extreme. It was unbelievable, really. I would have never guessed that we'd have swept the Yankees in four. That went fast. And I would have never guessed that the Giants would have swept us in four. That went real fast. So it was almost like the first series, you know, went five games. So went right to the max. But the last two, it was like a blur and they were over.
Yeah. And you had as much time off as you spent in either one of those two series.
Yeah, we actually did, you know. And that, you know, obviously probably didn't help us. But we, you know, we did everything we could. We had the games with our minor league kid. Our hitters faced our pitchers. And, you know, basically when we got to the World Series, you know, our offense just was shut down by a good pitching staff and a great bullpen.
Well, that's going to be the great question of this series, I'm sure, as people debate it. Were they that good pitching, or did you guys just hit one of those slumps where nothing was working?
Well, I think probably a combination. I think their starters were good. I don't think they were great, but they were good.
All right, so that's it, a wrap on the top 10 items this week on the Talk Radio
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.